They were ready for me. I'm caught. That's what I get for squeezing the Charmin, I guess.
Third with Micronauts number 20 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. All right, let's look for ads. What do we got? Okay, there's this one. I'm not really going to give much of a clue. Not much of a clue. Something you chew on. What am I talking about? Get the newest number yum, wild cherry bubble yum, bubble gum. New soft and juicy bubble yum, wild cherry bubble gum. It's the newest number yum. It blows big, beautiful bubbles, and the yummy flavor lasts a long, long, long time. Bubble yum in 5 great flavors and sugarless. Yay, it's sugarless. I don't know. Never had that kind of bubble gum before. Can't tell you about it. This one's for a book that you could write in. A book you can write in. And claims that you will be delighted. And a bunch of superheroes are going to tell you about it. Okay, what am I talking about? What do Marvel superheroes do on their day off?
I, Spider-Man, do the word webs every month in fun and games. They really make me tingle.
Next time Hulk gets lost in a maze in Fun and Games, Hulk smash!
All the word games in Fun and Games keep my brain working overtime. I, Captain America, love them all!
The What's Missing page in Fun and Games really turns Spider-Woman on.
Those riddles, those jokes, I, Iron Man, love them all. Fun and Games is my kind of mag.
I'm the Thing, and I sleep.
The most fun you'll ever have with a pencil. Marvel Comics groups, Fun and Games. All you need is a pencil. Mind-boggling monthly madness from Mighty Marvel.
There we go. All right. You know what? Those are great to have when you're going for a trip. You're going to be traveling a long time. Yeah. Makes me think of those other books. The one with the yellow ink. It's more like you rub than you really write. Yeah, and it leaves like this light yellow stain. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, forgetting the name of it. We got another superhero coming to you, and he's impressing on to you your need for a certain snack dessert. What am I talking about?
The Incredible Hulk versus the Roller Disco Devils. The Roller Disco Devils have been terrifying the town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, baby, baby. Whoa, 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 whoa.
A gang of roller skaters with ghetto blasters on their shoulders, making lots of noise, bugging the hell out of people. The kids are looking out the window. They are worried as well.
Wow! Things have really gotten bad!
Yeah! Our mother won't let us out of the house.
everyone else is very upset by the roller disco devils.
Hulk not like loud noise.
Rock, rock, roll. Rock, rock, roll. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You like roll? Okay, roll.
Hulk takes up a good part of the street and rolls the roller disco devils up in it. That would hurt. Maybe kill you.
Now street's safe and quiet.
Yeah! Yahoo! Yahoo!
Now we can get all the hostess fruit pies we want. Thanks, Hulk! Unlock the real fruit filling! Apple, cherry, and peach, too!
Now, that's great crust.
Why can't all humans be nice like hostess fruit pies?
You get a big delight in every bite of hostess fruit pies in apple, cherry, and new peach.
Yeah, that's kind of mean of the Hulk. Rolling people up in hard cement just because you want things to be quiet. I have to disagree with him there. Okay, sorry. Okay. And our last ad of the evening. Let's see. This is for a type of bicycle you ride. And for a certain company, and they're giving you this deal. Would you want this deal? What am I talking about?
BMX! Here's a special deal from Schwinn. Get a big 22 by 28 inch poster, catalog, BMX newsletter, and decals. Here's what you get. 1 year subscription to Holeshot, a new BMX newsletter. The latest BMX equipment catalog. A 2.5 by 2.5 inch Schwinn BMX metallic decal for your bike. And a 1.5 by 2.25 inch Schwinn decal. And lastly, a huge 22 by 28 inch full color poster of Donnie Atherthon, 1980 National Number 3 rider. Send $1.50 now to Schwinn Bicycle Company, 3701 West Cortland Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60647. BMX by Schwinn.
There. It's okay, poster. Is it an okay story so far? Well, let's see. All right.
We now return to Micronauts number 20. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Ant-Man stands at the door of Food World Supermarket, astonished at the chaos that he sees going on inside.
I am to register on the door's pressure mat. It's closing automatically. I've got to activate my boot springs now. I gotta leap in, hit this roll of toilet paper just right, use it to springboard, propelling me at the insects.
Oh,
caught in the mouth of one of the mutated insects.
On the bridge of the microship Endeavor.
Commander, there is bug.
Break out the wing gliders, Aquarier. We're going after him. After him.
Bug, it is I. Aquarier, your friend! Aquarier, don't get too far ahead of us!
It's too late, Aquarius. Bug's seen him.
Bug!
The frozen food locker. Aquarier's mass shatters the gas lines that maintain the refrigeration. And suddenly he finds himself immobilized by freezing freon gas. Inside the microship Endeavor.
I say, Biotron Obrus Market, don't you think we should lend Lady Celia a hand?
Undoubtedly, Microtron, old oil can.
Meanwhile, in Food World Supermarket. Look out, Marionette! Bug's turning on us!
Too late! No way to avoid!
Curious Rad and Marionette spiraled down to a soft landing in a pile of garbage on a conveyor rack. Their plight unseen by their comrades as the Astro Station bearing Microtron disengages from the microship Endeavor. Meanwhile, the two unconscious Micronauts, Arcturus Ran and Marionette, are convoyed out of Food World Supermarket with the rest of the trash. Workers of the sanitation department are ready
to do away with them.
Here comes the last of it.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of Micronauts, number 20, August, the year 1980.
Something special seems to happen when you put a kid on a Schwinn BMX.
And there's Donnie Atherton, the national BMX champion, position 3. Atherton takes a quick lead, followed by Monte Carlo and Jerry Field.
For every Schwinn BMX that makes headlines winning a race, thousands of other Schwinns win races
first.
You never hear about.
Yeah. All right, how are you kicking it? Almost 2:30, 2:30 in the morning, 2:25, 25 minutes after the hour. Exact time if you need that. All right. We continue. Comic book, radio, theater. Well, what can I say? Going to the supermarket, getting some food. That can be really dangerous for some. It's certainly dangerous for the Micronauts. You may never look at grocery shopping the same way again. Okay. I'm trying to sell you on the story. Okay. I'm having fun. I'm having fun. Okay. I just want to make a little pit stop here. Middle of the reading. Let you know this. In case you haven't heard. I am reading you a comic book. There's tons of them out there. Which one have I picked? Right now, it's Micronauts, number 20. Originally published in August of 1980. The summer of 1980. And if you cared not one bit for a comic book and you said, hey, I want music instead. Well, here was the brand new stuff that was out there. You went off to your record store. You wanted it in vinyl, tape cassette, 8-track tape, whatever format pleased you. You could get brand new recordings from The Vapors. They were a big one-hit wonder. See what that hit turned out to be. All right, The Vapors. What about Ultravox? We'll hear from them, their song Sleepwalk. And lastly, as the story peters out, we will listen to the B-52s. They are live in concert in Atlanta, Georgia. There we go. Live in concert, B-52s. You know, if they came to our city, I'd go see them. I'm not even, like, huge fan of theirs or anything. They just seem like they'd be a fun show all around. They just seem like it'd be a good show. All right. Speaking of a good show, comic book. Radio theater. That's right. I continue our reading of Micronauts number 20 from August of 1980. We do this here, Saturdays, late night, CKUW, the 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Thin man the helm, don't give up the ship. I go break out the Astro Station.
Meanwhile, back inside Food World Supermarket.
Look out, Marionette! Bug, he's turning on us!
No way to avoid him!
Stunned, Octurius ran, and Marionette spiral out of control to a soft landing, luckily, into a pile of garbage. Garbage on a conveyor belt. But their plight is unseen by their comrades, as the Astro Station, buried, Microtron, disengages from the microship Endeavor. Meanwhile, the two unconscious Micronauts, Octurius Ran and Marionette, are convoyed out of Food World Supermarket with the rest of the trash. Workers from the sanitation department are waiting to take them away.
Here comes the last of it. But only if something would pop up to break the monotony. But nothing new ever happens on this job.
With full mercy, the garbage men's duty do not require them to enter Food World Supermarket. Or else, they might have found enough excitement to last a lifetime.
Mutant insects are invading the bridge of the microship, forcing me to back from the helm.
The microship is smashing into shelves, store shelves, and such.
I'm losing control.
Help me get Rockwell here aboard the Astro Station, Lady Celia, where we can thaw him out in safety. But what of the insects?
Although Aqua Year's maiden does not know it, the astonishing Ant-Man is even now grappling with that very question: what to do with the mutant insects. Ant-Man is in the jaws, the claws of a mutant insect.
Oh, this blasted bug! It just won't let go of me! It's twice my size! And the mutation, it's giving it some incredible strength!
Insects' jaws are stopped by a series of metal canisters affixed to Ant-Man's belts. These canisters contain gases that allow Ant-Man to alter his size. One of those canisters is punctured, and the gas escapes. And wait, the mutant insect, it's dropping me. I'm touching ground. What? My shrinking gas, that's what it was. It is not only reducing the mutant insect to its normal size, it's also transforming it back to its ordinary ant as an ordinary ant. Wow! There's no way I can expose each and every mutant insect with the gas individually. But look up! Look up! That air conditioning vent overhead, it gives me an idea. Ah, this is great! The vent's recycling air throughout the whole darn store. And all the people, they've cleared out of here! Now I just hope there's enough shrinking gas in my belt canister to affect all the mutant insects. Indeed, the shrinking gas does affect all the mutant insects. It also affects Bug, the mutant insectoid. But not the alien physiology of the other Micronauts. Acro Year picks up Bug. He is rather dazed and confused.
You are yourself again, little one.
The way I feel, the way I hurt, big buddy, I wish I was somebody else. Excuse me, aesthetic sirs. But we better locate our teammates before the humans return.
Some distance away, Biotron entertains the same ideals.
The mutants destroyed our communication systems. I cannot contact the Astro Station. And something has interfered with the telepathic linkage between myself and Commander Uxorius Rand. I must take no chances. I'll fly the microchip Endeavor to safety.
From above position, Ant-Man notices the microchip Endeavor. He thinks to himself,
"Hey, there's that tiny ship again. It's large. It's moving towards the exit of Food World's supermarket. You know, I think I'll jump down and check it out.
Check it out."
Ant-Man catches on to the side of the microchip Endeavor.
Looks as if the mutant insects tore it apart. So, I'm guessing they were not in cahoots. Maybe I should introduce myself. After all, it's not every day I run into somebody my own size. Hi, I'm Ant-Man.
Mighty Might meets Micronauts. Meanwhile, aboard the Astro Station.
Humans are crowding around the doorway. We shattered our way to get in. So rather than endangering them, we'll go out via the exit.
Then the microchip Endeavor goes out the same hole.
What? Two spaceships! Spaceships! Spaceships!
But they're gone! They're gone! 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 Gone!
You know, Mr. Sprocket, this confirms my belief that we are not alone.
It confirms a belief of mine too, Wrigley.
What's that, sir?
That you're a blasted idiot!
Idiot! Idiot!
Sometime later, after Ant-Man has accompanied Biotron back to Odd John's barn and resumed to his normal size.
Well, I've seen the lab inside, Biotron. It confirms your story as far as Odd John is concerned. As for the rest, I won't mention the Micronauts' presence on this Earth to the authorities. And if Odd John does, well, they'll just think he's nuts anyway, and they'll be right!
I appreciate your cooperation, sir. Now I'm a set up about preparing the microchip Endeavor. It seems to be my lot in life, but I can't let the Micronauts down.
Funny, during all that ruckus back at the Food World supermarket, I never even ran into the other Micronauts. Ah! Too bad. I would have loved to meet your old friends.
Perhaps one day you will, sir. After all, Earth's not that big of a planet. Unless you happen to find yourself all alone.
Next issue, supervillain time in Say It with Flowers. This
This has been Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You have just listened to a reading of Micronauts number 20, August, the year 1980.
hidey-ho! I don't know how else to come on the radio and say hi to you all. So I'll just say, hidey-ho! It's late night, CKUW. Saturday. If you want to be technical, it's Sunday. You gotta excuse me just one second. There's not enough lighting in this room.
Comic book radio theater!
Okay. I have something to admit to. I cannot tell a lie. We've heard that before, right? But I cannot tell a lie. I will not read this live at all right now. My next comic book that I read to you, I cannot do that. But what you will get is US 1, number 1, May of 1983. US 1, number 1, May of 1983. I'll start with part 1. Is that too many ones for you? It is for me. All right. Two things I gotta tell you. This US 1 character, okay, he's like so super smart. So super smart, but all he wants to do is be a truck driver. That's all he wants to do is just be a truck driver. And everyone's telling him, no, you're too smart. You're too smart. You can't be a truck driver and stuff like that. But, you know, he gets into this really bad accident. And then, he has, like, this computerized brain made for him. Yeah, I think that's how it goes. It's been a long time since I've read this, but I remember the fear in my voice when I saw the Highwayman! The Highwayman! Okay. Anyway, it's a trucking adventure. It's based upon this toy called US-1. And I've seen this toy. It's not bad. If you really, really, really wanted to be a trucker or had the, you know, interest in the trucking industry, you would love to play with this toy. I don't know, the way it moves, it's cool. Anyway, maybe you could go on YouTube and see if there's any like TV commercials for the US 1 toy. It looked like a good toy. Didn't catch on. Neither did the comic book. And my reading might not catch on either. We will all see. Third time's the charm, right? Yeah. Okay. I will read you US 1, number 1. When did this thing come out again? Back in May of 1983. You know what else came out in May of 1983? We had some excellent heavy metal come out. And you'll hear a bunch of it. Brand new at the time, May 1983, Iron Maiden. Hear from them. And we'll also hear from the nicest guy in all of heavy metal, Ronnie James Dio, his band Dio, live in concert from Philadelphia. So that's what you get. Dio, Iron Maiden, that's what you get when I go and take my break, which I don't know. Can't wait for it. All right. I'm scared of the highwayman. No, the highwayman. Okay, where am I here? Okay, cool. All right.